But on Peleliu, except along the beach areas and in the swamps, digging into the coral rock was nearly impossible. Consequently, thousands of men, most of them around the Umerbrogel pocket and the ridges, many suffering with severe diarrhea, fighting for weeks on an island 2 miles by 6 miles, couldn't practice basic field sanitation. This fundamental neglect caused an already putrid tropical atmosphere to become inconceivably vile. Added to this was the odor of thousands of rotting, discarded Japanese and American rations. At every breath, one inhaled hot, humid air heavy with countless repulsive odors. I felt as though my lungs would never be cleansed of all those foul vapors. It may not have been that way down on the airfield and in other areas where the service troops were encamped, but around the infantry in the Umerbrogel pocket, the stench varied only from foul to unbearable. In this garbage-filled environment, the flies, always numerous in the tropics anyway, underwent a population explosion. This species was not the unimposing common housefly, the presence of one of which in a restaurant is enough to cause most Americans today to declare the place unfit to serve food to the public. Peleliu's most common fly was the huge blowfly, or blue bottle fly. This creature has a plump, metallic, greenish-blue body, and its wings often make a humming sound during flight. The then-new insecticide, DDT, was sprayed over the combat areas on Peleliu for the first time anywhere. It supposedly reduced the adult fly population while Marines were still fighting on the ridges, but I never noticed that the flies became fewer in number. With human corpses, human excrement, and rotting rations scattered across Peleliu's ridges, those nasty insects were so large, so glutted, and so lazy that some could scarcely fly. They could not be waved away or frightened off a can of rations or a chocolate bar. Frequently, they tumbled off the side of my canteen cup into my coffee. We actually had to shake the food to dislodge the flies, and even then they sometimes refused to move. I usually had to balance my can of stew on my knee, spooning it up with my right hand, while I picked the sluggish creatures off the stew with my left. They refused to move or to be intimidated. It was revolting, to say the least, to watch big, fat blowflies leave a corpse and swarm into our sea rations. Even though none of us had much appetite, we still had to eat. A way to solve the fly problem was to eat after sunset or before sunrise when the insects were inactive. Chow had to be unheated then, because no sterno tablets or other form of light could be used after dark. It was sure to draw enemy sniper fire.